Oh yeah. Round and round, round and round. I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around.
Hello?
Yeah, you are.
Hello?
Still, you're live. Go ahead.
Oh, snap. I hate when you do this. Why would you make me live like that? Welcome to the S&M show, everybody. What's going on? Thank you, Brooklyn Black, for being on my switchboard and being a horrible two-person.
I'm here.
All right, so basically, you're holding it down for Mr. Haynes since he can't be here tonight. And we're going to rock out tonight. It's going to be our kink and fetish show. But before we get into anything, I wanted to inform our listeners, basically, we're going to be changing some things up very soon. So next week is going to be, next Wednesday is going to be our last radio broadcast of the S&M show for the season. However, on Sunday, May 18th, we will be having a live S&M show and STD awareness show outside of Murray Bar on 34th Street after the AIDS walk. And for our grand season finale, where we're bringing back all of our past guests, that's Kinky Kia and Mega with Sexuations, we'll have O'Neill Coleman, comedian, flying up here to rock out with us. Also, Kimmy LaVage is flying up here. She's going to be bringing some toys for us. Might get some live demonstrations. I might attempt that oral thing that Angel is doing on WorldStar. So definitely want to come out for that. Anna Lorian's flying up, our professional matchmaker. Our anal expert is going to be there, our girl from last week. So it's going to be a pretty big and crazy show. And that's also going to be live from the Murray Bar on 34th and Park Street, May 28th. That's a part of our week-long Fleet Week Music Festival. So if you want any more information on that, make sure that you either check the S&M show page or you find the Fleet Week Music Festival on Facebook, and we'll be updating you as things, you know, progress. And Brooklyn Black is actually helping me coordinate that as well with Pregame Radio. So
yeah, definitely. I'm real psyched about this project. You know, something that's been in the works for a while. It's a good thing it's, you know, starting to come together. So I'm definitely glad to be a part of it.
Yes, yeah. And let's see. So tonight is our fetish show. We are going to be talking everything that you can imagine fetish-wise. And we're supposed to have a BBW fetish model come on in a bit, whenever she shows up. Hopefully she does. And for those of you who do not know what BBW is, what is it, Black, since you had to look it up today?
It is Big Beautiful Women, from what Google has told me.
Yes. Big Beautiful Woman. Some people are not as nice when they, you know, refer to BBWs, and they call them all kinds of things. I mean, there's like the super, super, super sized BBWs as well. And then there's, I guess, the smaller BBWs. But she's supposed to be calling in. She's a fetish model. I guess she caters to the needs of guys that like them large. And we want to, you know, see exactly some of like the weird things that she gets asked. And believe it or not, we got some weird questions in regards to it. Like one guy, well, when she comes on, we'll ask her anyway. But he literally asks, like, do guys ever ask to, like, fuck her roles? I don't know, like, I don't know how one would answer that. I wouldn't even think to ask that, but okay. So hopefully she calls in and we can kind of go over that. But do you have any fetishes?
Me, I'm pretty much cut, simple, and plain when it comes to the, you know, to the sex of anything. I got a nipple fetish, if you want to call it that. Like, you know, I like to play with the nipples, you know, pull them in, fucking shit. I like to play with their nipples, you know.
So not red, your nipples. Black. You like to abuse other women's nipples.
Yeah, not my nipples. No.
Why not yours?
Nah, not my nipples. You know, I like women's nipples. You know, that's just what it is.
So you don't like any, let's say, one of the popular fetishes that we have nowadays. And a lot of black men are into feet. If you ever get a chance to go on Instagram, search the hashtag good wrinkles or wrinkly feet.
I don't even want to.
Don't even ask me how I know. But no.
You know. You wasn't asking, but I don't even want to know about that.
I didn't do anything. I just kind of came across it by accident. But, yeah, wrinkly feet and good wrinkles is a hashtag on Facebook. And if you click on it, you will see a lot of females that kind of, you know, have their feet arched and they make, like, these angry wrinkles. Like, it looks like the Michelin man on their feet. And they're, like,
reached up. I don't like feet, period. So I don't even want to see
no
that.
No feet at all? Not even heels?
I don't like feet. Put your socks on. I don't know how nice they look. Put your socks on. I don't know. But,
so you don't need any foot jobs either?
Nah. No. Hell no. But let's go to the call. See someone else who has a fetish. The last four digits are 706-7065. You're on that Instagram show.
Yo.
What's up?
What's up? This is Jordan O'Neill. I do have a fetish. I like to eat the butt. Can't help myself. I just like to eat the butt. It's something about the butt. I just like to eat the butt.
Shit. That could be several different fetishes.
No feet, though. I don't do that foot shit. Don't put your foot on my dick. Your foot been on the floor. Like, don't do that.
Oh, and shit comes out of the ass, and you'll lick the ass, but no feet?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, your feet, you've been walking around in them raggedy-ass jelly sandals all day. You think you're going to come put your feet on my dick? I don't think so. But, like, I mean, I don't know.
Who the hell's still wearing
jellies? Huh?
Who the hell's still wearing jellies?
Man, in the South down here, they still rocking jellies.
Why have people to Johnson, yo, point blank.
Exactly. She's scratching her right foot with her left foot, and then she's trying to put that shit on my dick and give me a job. I don't think so. Nah.
You guys are boring. Oh, real quick, right before I came on, I know I was a little, that's why I was kind of like out of it when I first, you know, called up. But I'm in a specific group, and they're, you know, they do the hot seats and stuff in the group. So this guy, he admits he's on the hot seat, and I don't know exactly what the question asked was, but he ends up admitting that some 13 years ago, he was in a situation where he had to, you know, put his money where his mouth was or pony up, and he somehow ended up getting head from a guy. And he never did anything else after that.
Nah, I said.
He never did anything else after that. So there is another guy, and I think you've seen this guy. Well, both of you have seen this guy. Kaiza, he's probably going to call in sometime this tonight as well. And everybody knows Kaiza loves pegging. He loves to get pegged. He loves to get plugged by another female. I'm pretty sure he got kicked out of a few groups for posting a picture of a dildo lodged in his ass. But,
oh, my God. What the fuck?
But my question is, you know, people went in on him really, really, really bad, you know, calling him all kinds of gay and blah, blah, like, but this guy that admitted that he got head, like, 13 years ago, it's like, oh, snap, you said that? Well, we're going to act like we didn't even read that. And it's like, it's not that big of a deal, but how is it that that's...
Yes, it is.
That's, how is
yeah,
that
it's
working?
It's a fucking deal. It's a big
yeah.
fucking deal. That shit is gay. I don't give a fuck. Once you done that, I don't care if it was 20 years ago. You crossed over. When you, man, what the fuck? You let a man his stubble all up on your shit. You let the man, nah, man. They probably was shocking each other with static electricity and shit.
Oh,
nah,
shit.
Fuck that. That shit is gay, son. Like point blank gay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how could that be not as bad as a guy that likes to only get plugged by female? I mean,
it's bad either way. Both of them are bad. It's still gay. It's all gay. You put a plug in your ass, you gay. What kind of shit is that? How do you like that? If you like that, you might as well be fucking a dude.
I mean, I like it.
Yeah, but you a girl. I like to fuck a girl in the ass. But I ain't finna be nobody plugging shit in my ass. What the fuck?
Yeah, you that's know, not
put this big ass whatever in my ass. Like, that's not okay.
Guys are scared of their own orgasms, but
I bust a regular nut. Fuck that.
Word up.
So, all right, you said you like to eat the ass. Another fetish.
Whoa, I'm not eating ass.
I'll eat ass.
Whoa, you have fun with that.
Another fetish is scat. Scat is basically shit play. No way.
Nothing.
I guess, I don't know, they're having it on your chest or wiping it all over, finger painting
right
with
anyway.
It.
I said, homeboy, eat the ass. He right there anyway.
Nah, see, that's what I'm saying. Everybody got the ass eating misconstrued. It has nothing to do with shit, okay? When you eat, I'm going to tell you something. It's just like, all right, it ain't like the first time I did it. I was drunk as shit, and I didn't even try to do it. It was like eating it from the back, and I'm like, oh, shit. I licked her ass, and then she kind of liked it a lot. So I was like, fuck it. And it didn't taste like nothing. So I was like, shit, keep it going. I ain't eating some ass that been walking around at the mall every day. I mean, she fresh out of the shower. She fresh out taking a shit. And if she done took a shit since I've been with her today, I ain't finna eat that ass even if she do shower because I can't get over the fact that she shit it. You know what I'm saying? But like,
what if you don't know that she just took a shit? You know, like, what if you guys went out for some food and you come home, you know, you both got the bubble guts, you run into the bathroom real quick, and then maybe some, like, 2 hours pass and you're getting all frisky. Like,
if you go down on her and you smell something that smell like ass, you get the fuck from down there. You shouldn't be. if a girl let me eat her pussy and she didn't took a shit today and ain't took a shower since, I'm going to uppercut the shit out of her. Like, you knew you smelled like that before I went down there. Like, that shit lingers. That shit sticks to ass hairs. Like, I'm not fucking with that. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know. I mean, I ain't eating random ass out of this motherfucker. I ain't just like, yo, I met a bitch at the club. That shit is bad. I'm going to eat that ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, guys,
I mean,
we eat ass responsibly.
Exactly. You got to eat responsibly. You can't just be eating some old random asshole. That ain't cool. What if an asshole itches a lot on the daily and then you lick her ass? Your tongue going to be itching like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
Or your tongue is going to be the itcher.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You scratch
like,
her
oh,
ass
that's
for
so
her.
Good. And you're going to think that she's getting hot and you're scratching her.
She don't want no dick. She's like, just keep licking my ass. She's itching like a motherfucker. So, but plugging my ass is not an option.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jordan O'Neill. He was on our April Fool's one-night stand comedy special.
Hello.
And now, you said that you were going to actually make it up for our Fleet Week Music Festival.
I am coming up there on the 21st, and I'm going to stay as long as I fucking can. As many couches
really?
As I can crash, as many couches as I can crash. Like, I've already bought my ticket to come up there. I will be there.
Oh, nice. So then we're going to have you every day of the festival. That's awesome.
As long as I can be there, I'm a, like I said, until I run out of couches to sleep on, because, you know, these girls, they get, these motherfuckers be like, yo, like, falling in love.
So
and
don't
shit,
eat no
and
ass up here, man.
Oh, no. We not.
How does that mean?
New
don't
York
eat
ass
up here. What you trying to say about New York ass?
Well, I mean, I ain't eating no random New York ass.
But you don't want to eat no random New York ass, no random sailor girl ass. Don't
he
eat,
has pre-planned New York ass that he will be dining on when he comes up.
I am not going to admit to that shit.
Oh, yeah, we are on air. Oops.
Yeah, fuck that. I am not admitting to that shit. I'm just up there to have a good time with y'all. That's it.
Awesome.
And I got to come all the way from South Carolina, so yeah, I will be there.
That is love, and we appreciate you for it. Cannot wait to have you.
Word, this is a dope-ass show. Why wouldn't I be there?
Yeah, you. I hope you're going to rock out with us all night tonight, too.
Fuck yes.
Black is right.
Long as Buddy don't get on there and start talking about getting his ass plugged, then we got problems.
Nah.
You know what? I'm expecting him to call, so we'll see. He might end up working late. We're very open-minded on the S&M show, so we can't just shut people out, you know?
Nah, I'm just going to take a vow of silence when that nigga start talking about getting his ass plugged.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are just now tuning in, you're live with the S&M show on Pregame Radio with Brooklyn Black, and we got Jordan O'Neill, and we are talking kinks and fetishes, but specifically we're just talking about hiney dining. You know, eating ass and stuff.
Hiney dining, that's gross. But we got a
hiney dining.
We got to call the last four digits 2613, 2613. You're live on the air.
Yeah, this is Untamable.
Oh, hey, what's up? See, look what happened. You're going to live a long time. We were just talking about you.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, shit. What's up?
What? So, you know, this is our
finish
show.
I pushed one just because of your ass, too. You know what I'm saying? Because you said, don't let that nigga come on the show. Don't let that nigga come on the show. Yeah, I was going to come on anyway.
What's up, bro? What's up?
What up, man?
What are some of your favorite fetishes?
Man, oh, boy, fetishes. I got really a lot. I mean, you talking about armpits. Licking women's armpits.
Whoa. Hold on. Time out. Freeze, hold on.
No, I'm not going to flex. I did that before, but don't tell nobody else.
I mean, are the armpits shaved at least? Or do they have deodorant? Or do they not have deodorant? Like,
Yeah, this is the fact that you're like,
deodorant tastes
you're already into them, and it's just like you want to just, you know, devour their whole body. So it's like, you know, they smell real good. She smells real good. I mean, like you said, you know, you're not going to do no random ass chick. But the chick that you fucking with, she smell real good, fresh and shit. I mean, I'm licking her armpits. I'm telling you, I'm going up on their armpits.
But you prefer the pits to be shaved or with or without deodorant?
More likely shaved, you know. I don't want her armpits full of hair and bushes and everything. I gotta feel some
deodorant.
Right, you know. So I mean, I want to get up under there and just lick it for a minute and just go somewhere else. You know, I just want to just blow her mind with that little bit right there. Just like,
I mean, I couldn't have that because I'm way too ticklish anyway. So that would never fighting.
How can you mentally, okay, how does that not fuck with you? Like, all right, you just grab the arm and just get the licking on the armpit. What the fuck did she do? Is she like, hell
man.
Yeah, I like my armpit licked or what? Like, what the fuck?
You could be on top of her, you know what I'm saying? You know, it could be in the middle of foreplay or whatever, you know what I mean? I mean, it can go down like that, you know? You don't just grab armpits and start licking like, baby, are you sure? You know what I'm saying? Just raise your hand, you know?
I think the armpit licking is kind of mild, though. So I know you have some more things that you like to get into.
I'm a toe sucker. I like sucking women's toes. I love, and one of my main fetishes is eating a woman's ass. I love to eat ass. So yes, my tongue goes all the way in there.
My nigga,
all the way up in there.
Piggybacking off
I don't give a damn if she do shit, you know, or fart, you know.
Two girls in one cup, you nasty motherfucker.
I'm going up in there. It has happened. It's the moment. I told her, hey, she said she gonna, you know, one chick told me I'm going to make her shit on herself, and I was like, fuck it. Bathroom closed, damn it, with me. I'm gonna get golden showers and I'm gonna get scat showers.
Oh.
Whoa! This nigga just said golden showers.
I'm passing out, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
that actually leads me, or at least it was going to lead me to my, you know, to my next question, because a part of that fetish is, you know, if you serve, you could serve as a toilet. And there are people out there that actually specifically just want to be that just want to be used as toilets. I mean, I've been approached before by guys that wanted to serve as my toilet slave. Like, they want you to go out to dinner, they want you to eat the craziest shit, and then they want you to shit on them.
Oh my God. Wow.
But
I'm
going to
hit you with the white dude joint. Oh my God. Oh,
yeah, but Tyler's black. He's not white.
Oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
What my question to you is, okay, for obvious reasons, people, you know, a lot of people wouldn't get that, but is there no, like, would you not gag when that's happening, like just the smell? I mean, one guy, let me tell you, one guy I was, well, not even one guy, it was my ex-husband, but I went down on him, you know, giving him head. He had the audacity to rip one, and I wanted to fucking kill him.
I farted during here before, not on purpose.
When I tell you I wanted to murder him, I wanted to, and he's just laughing like, oh, it's like it's nothing. That shit, like, stuck in my nose, like, ruined the whole thing, like, done, over with. So I
But that was your husband, though, right?
Yes.
All right, so it don't matter. Y'all should be comfortable with
him.
Each other.
But what I'm saying is I can't imagine someone being that, you know, if a fart is able to do that much to me, I can't imagine somebody taking a shit and then you're still okay. Like, you didn't want to throw up at all?
No, I didn't. I mean, I was in a zone, for real. I was in a zone. I mean, that's how deep in I was in her ass, and I mean, her ass was like mosquito-licious. You know what I'm saying? So, what can you do? And I mean, the mind frame that you're in is like, yo, you know, I'm gonna eat this ass, and then I'm, you know, I mean, her ass was so fresh, but, I mean, damn, I mean, I guess I dug in that motherfucker too much, and boom, she was like, a turd that hit my nose, a turd hit my forehead, and then boom.
Oh,
you know,
my God, son. What the fuck? No.
Okay, so.
And I was, and from there, I was turned on about it. I was like, fuck it, if she shits again,
#KeyDelicious.
No, #, what the fuck?
Now, did this shit just land on you, or did you eat it, consume it, or something?
Well, several times with several of my girlfriends, and when it started me, when I started getting infatuated with it more, I just asked for it. I just went for it, and I told them the bathroom is closed. I already knew the golden showers was coming.
I mean, but
I got a question for you, bro. Like, was the turd solid or was it like wet? Was it like a squirt shit or was it like a solid shit?
It's that shit that's like, you know what I'm saying? It's not straining, you know what I'm saying? It's like creamy. Like peanut butter or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
You ever get like crunchy peanut butter, like it's corn in that shit? When they hit you,
No. Not like that creamy shit. I like full.
Yeah, nigga.
No.
My girl
in 2007, 2008. My girl in 2007, 2008. I mean, she's done the most with me on that issue right there. I mean, we just have like mad fun just.
But seriously,
tell her to call in. What the fuck?
Were you consuming this, or was it just like finger paint? Like, how did the sheets and, you know, situation work out? That's got to be messy.
Well, I didn't really let anything get on the sheets.
Oh.
I was like her licking quicker up her. You know what I'm saying? It was whatever smeared on her leg, I would lick it up.
Oh God!
You know, I would just get it. You know, I would just lick it all. I was like, fuck it.
I mean,
you know?
I'm hopefully she was eating like on a good diet or something. I'm
if
trying
she be
to
juicy,
find
you fuck.
Well,
all
from
kinds
her
of ways
recent
that
diet compared, you know, with myself, you know, I mean, she always listened to, you know, certain things I've always pointed out to her, you know, as far as like healthy eating and so forth. So she would eat like mad fruits and stuff too that I would eat already. So she had very loose bowels. She wasn't straining. She wasn't constipated or anything. So, and that's the one thing I don't like, the constipating type of turds that come out. You know, them shits is like mad hard, straining, and them shits will hit you like hard bricks. So it's like, boom, I don't want them. You know, I like that looseness. You know, just come on out. Just hit my face.
The only
he's
time
so
you will ever
serious.
Hear a guy say, I like that looseness, is on the S&M show, I swear.
What
Yo.
The fuck? He's serious. Dad serious.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you one. Look, I mean, she hit me so good with about let me see, about three different times we got together, and she came over, and I mean, we was going at it for a while, and boom, you know, and she just went, you know, it's like she already went to the bathroom and just had to take a shit, and she did her thing in the bathroom, but she did her thing with me. She just laid on her back, and I had her legs up in the air, all up in my face, and I was,
oh,
you know,
God. What awkward position to take a shit in.
Nigga. Oh, my God.
Okay,
hey,
so.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, being, in fact, you know, two girls in a cup came, you know, I mean, I can watch that. I don't have no problem watching that. But, I mean, I was doing this shit before two girls in a cup, so.
You're definitely doing
the
shit. You're doing the shit. You're just doing the shit before
I've been
two girls.
I've been in the golden shower since 97, you know what I'm saying? It's no big deal, you know. I mean, hey, wash
that
your ass, clean, get in the tub, get you know, wash your mouth out, boom.
I was
shower
being a good
good,
girl.
Go back to
you know,
having a good day.
I was a bad boy artist in 97, and you were doing golden showers. I'm not going to lie. When I was 16, my ex-husband and I, we wanted to, you know, see the hype was about. So we got in the shower together and we pissed on each other and nothing happened. And we were just like, all right, well, we know we're not going to do that. Wash
what
it off.
The
but
fuck?
what he would do sometimes, and it would really piss me off, is I'd be in the shower and I have like this need whenever I'm in the shower, I can have like two bars of soap. There could be like multiple body washes, but I have to use every single one. I can't just pick one, use it, and then get out. I have to use every one. So when I'm, like, down to the last one and, you know, final rinse, he would always time it perfectly, run in, open the shower door, and, like, spray me, and then run away.
Wow.
That wasn't an evil sexual. That was just him being a bitch.
Y'all some weird motherfuckers, yo. Y'all is fucking weird. I'm not bullshit. I wish a motherfucker would piss on me. You piss on me, I'm going to piss back on you, but not because I like it. I'm pissing back on you because, bitch, you done lost your fucking mind. Fuck no. Like, I done had a girl piss
well,
in the shower
I'm
while
tell
he's
you
in
what,
the shower.
I'm going to tell you what my ex-wife used to like me to do. When she took a shit, she would love to suck my dick while she take a shit.
Nah.
And I would suck her titties. It was like basically what they call, you know, they give titles now. It's called like a blumpkin. So, she would always like to suck my dick when she took a shit. I was thinking she just wanted me in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? And to smell her shit, but I didn't mind. So I started eating her pussy at the same time.
Of course you didn't mind.
Oh,
you
God.
Eat shit. You don't. That shit don't.
You know.
She got mad focus. If she can suck your dick and squeeze at the same time to get that turd out, nigga, like that's fucking skill. That's talent, goddamn it. But no, fuck that.
Dude,
I'm not saying that.
If you get shit is coming down past your chin, that is talent.
I can't. I don't know how that even translates.
Oh. I mean, they call it bumpkins today. I mean. Hey, I don't know.
I didn't
know the name of the title and shit. Then we just started doing the act. You know what I'm saying? Hey, She wanted to suck my dick while she was on the toilet. So, hey, here, put this motherfucker in your mouth.
Man, that's...
You know, you gotta give your wife what you gotta give
her
to make her happy, but shit.
Fuck that.
There's excessive uses of the word shit tonight, and no pun intended.
It's a shitty situation.
Oh, man. This is a shit show.
Yeah. The same girl that I enjoy shitting on me, I enjoy also when she used to... Like, cause I used to make a lot of smoothies, and I would prefer her to like piss in my smoothies, and I mean, cause piss is sterile, so I drink the shit anyway. I drink my own piss. So,
my god,
I mean,
why are you drinking your own piss? Do you
is your
piss?
Water off?
Hey, isn't shit.
Was
it's
your water,
water
off
water
or something?
Sometimes.
You live in a zombie
piss
world.
Is better than water, shit.
No. No.
But,
no.
Hey.
No. No, no, fucking no. No. This
gonna
can't
say
be
no
life.
All night.
This can't be life, son. Like, nigga, come on, man. Like, that's...
Hey, man.
What the fuck?
If there's nothing else to drink in this world, what you gonna have? You ain't gonna drink nothing?
I'm gonna die, nigga.
I'm gonna fucking die.
I'm
gonna drink my piss.
Okay, but you can drink right now. You could drink some Kool-Aid. You could drink some 7-Up. You could drink
Kool-Aid ain't around. Your piss is around, though. Your dick, you pull out your dick, and, hey, man, you got to pee.
No,
oh,
nigga,
okay.
What the fuck? Like, no, fuck no. I'm telling you no, God damn it. This is not okay. Get you some fucking water. It's always a faucet somewhere. If you don't have a faucet, go to the neighbor's house and cut on the fucking water hose, but you don't drink your own piss. That's not okay. That shit is nasty as fuck. That's on a whole nother level. What the fuck? Like, you know what? I don't feel like getting up and going to the refrigerator, but I do got this fucking cup right here, and I do have to piss. So you just put it in the cup.
I just have to I piss right in the cup and drink that motherfucking piss. Yep, it'd be good.
You got no, you done let the shit done burned your taste buds off, bro. All you like you, what the fuck? No, sir, no. Ooh.
There's a lot of quotables right now that people are taking down. From tonight's show so far.
I mean, another fetish is aromas, you know? I mean, like a woman going to the gym, she's not considered to be totally stanky and funky, but the aroma from her sweatiness and saltiness that she's worked out wherever she, you know, did a 2-mile or, you know, worked on the elliptical machines and all that shit, I mean, that pushing is pulsating and everything. I mean, I like the smell of the booty hole and the saltiness of her sweaty ass, you know, and I'm going to lick that motherfucker. So I know
yo,
it
because of you,
dirty.
Because of you,
just,
I'm never,
yeah.
I'm never eating ass again because of you.
Oh, shit. Why would you?
I'm a fucking changed man. I'm never going to eat ass again because you just ruined that shit for me.
Stop you guys.
No, never do it. Hashtag eat that sweaty booty. Nigga, you just, what the fuck, no.
You can't tell me I'm the only one on, I mean, we all on the show right now, but there's mad motherfuckers out there that are into aromas. So, and that aroma is, that aroma fascinates me. So I want to sniff it. I want to nose fuck her booty hole, tongue it, you know, just, I mean, it's just. I mean, you're calling me like Pookie, you know what I'm saying? Like Pookie, you know, in New Jack City.
Just keep calling me, be calling me. I just can't help it, just keep calling me.
That's hilarious to me.
That shit is bad. This shit is just all fucking wrong. I'm sorry, but you drinking. Piss, you know fucking ass. You waiting on the bitch to come from the gym. You hope she go to the gym. Please go to the gym. Please. So you can come back and hear smell like ass on fire so I can smell that shit because I love the aroma. I love the aroma of pizza, man, or fucking chicken or pork chops or some shit. I don't love the aroma of sweaty ass. You know, that's it. I'm like, bitch, get
it's
in the
like,
shower.
Like
you can't
my,
be serious.
It's like one of my females, she's from Philly originally. She lives in Dallas, but she loves sweaty balls. You know what I'm saying? She likes to take sweaty balls, you know?
Nah.
She likes sweaty balls, amen. That's what she's into. She likes sweaty balls.
Good when it comes in a Ben & Jerry's container. That's about it.
Yo, I get in the shower when I know a girl coming over. Even if I showered this morning and I just been chilling all day, if I know a girl coming, I'm washing my ass. Like, you're not about to lick my sweaty balls. Like, that's just not, that's not okay. Because then I'm officially turning up. My dick will never get hard off a girl who loves to lick sweaty balls. Like, I'm like, you know, you okay with that shit? I can't fuck with you. That's nasty as shit. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? That's just like, okay, if I fart while she giving me head and she don't pause or stop or something, something the fuck is wrong. I'm not going to keep going.
Yeah, that's any guys out there.
I inhale fart.
Any guys, if you are out there listening, don't do that. That is some hell shit. You will have your woman really contemplating, you know, starring on Snap. Because that happened to me, and I hated it. Like, I really thought, like, why would I do that to somebody? I wouldn't even do that to my worst enemy. That's so horrible.
You don't like fart, but you okay if a man spit on you?
Shut up. They did not spit on me.
You said it. You said the nigga spit on you. It's like the nigga...
He sat on or whatever. Now it's just sounding awkward, and nobody's ever really going to get it unless they go back to that show. I was trying to explain stupid towel driver position, and I said he sit, and they thought that I said he spit on me. But whatever. It's not about me tonight.
Spit on you. Take that.
Either way, you know what? Spit is a lot healthier, I think, than shit and piss.
I wish a motherfucker would have spit on me. That's not okay. A girl just riding your dick and just starts, nigga.
I might put him to spit in my mouth. I like to get my mouth.
Spit play is also another fetish, though. You know.
I like that kinkiness. You know what I'm saying? Spit in my mouth.
Spit in the mouth. You spit in the face. It's a form of humiliation.
Spit in my booty hole. Open my. You know, spread my ass cheeks.
I'll spit on my dick if I ain't got time for foreplay. Spit on that shit, get up in there. You know what I'm saying? But I'll be goddamn if you're gonna spit in my ass and spread my shit open. Like, that's no, nigga. Like, what the fuck? What is this, like, locked up abroad or some shit? What did you
get?
Well,
I had a woman eat banana pudding and bananas out my ass before.
Oh my god! No! Okay.
I got a question. When was the first time you ate some shit? Like, did that shit bother you, or you was just what? Like, when did you know? Okay, I'm okay with the fact that she just shitted on my chest, and I'm okay with the fact that it shit clogged up in my nose because I like it. Like, when did you realize it was okay? Like, was the first time, like, fuck no? Or was it like, oh, shit, I do kind of like this?
It had to take trial and error because he knows that he doesn't like constipated shit, and he knows that he likes creamy shit. So,
nigga, this ain't a taste test. You can't just be doing this. This is not a fucking taste test. You can't just be like, oh, you know what? I don't like your shit, but I like her shit. Like, you can't, like, this ain't wine, nigga. Then we talking about piss and shit. Okay, we talking about piss and shit. We ain't talking about just pussy and ass. We talking about piss and shit. Not a game, but practice. Practice. We talking about practice. Like, come on, bro. No, man, no. So tell me, how did it happen, bro? Did you just wake up and say, yo, I like shit? Or was it like you just liked it the first time it happened?
I was enjoying her ass the first time it happened. And that's when I was already fucking with her, man. Time, so it's like, yo, when she told me she had a shit, and I was like, fuck it, I'm not coming out this ass, you know what I'm saying? You crazy if I'm coming out from licking this motherfucker, so you just gonna have to shit.
Nigga, were you high?
We both already nasty as fuck, so we didn't give a damn already. We do some nasty shit, so.
Time out. Is it safe to assume that if you are, you know, this open-minded to bodily waste, that you also have no problem maybe eating a girl out while she's on her menstrual?
Oh, running those stop signs, nigga.
No, I definitely don't. I eat that red velvet cake pussy.
I ain't running no stop signs or no red lights. Fuck that. If that shit is on, I'm abiding by the law. What that mouth do? I don't get it.
That red velvet cake pussy is mine. I eat that motherfucker up.
Nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I run red lights before. Yeah. It's not on every chick, but like my girl I was married to for years, I mean, she was horny as fuck as me, so I mean, she was ready.
That's an insane level of horny, and I
ain't never been that motherfucker horny. I jack off right next to that bitch before I eat that shit.
I just don't give a fuck. So I would just tell her, like, look, what you want to do? You want to, you know, I know, you know, we'll be right before work. We'll find a spot right before work, you know, right at the park, and just go at it. I'll fuck her. I'll eat her. I'll put her between the seats of the car. Bam. Bang her out. Tongue her out. Boom. Shit.
Nah, son. Like, my ex asked me to do that shit before. Like, if you ask me to do some shit like that, I'm just going to roll over and watch Netflix. Like, I'm not even taking you serious right now. Like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, that's not okay.
You know what? Last season, we actually did a whole episode based on, you know, running red lights. And Leon didn't believe that there were guys out there that, you know, would. And surprisingly, a lot of guys called up anonymously and was like, you know, I'll eat my chick out when she's on her period. Or some of them said, well, we'll just suck on the clit and I won't go, like, further down or whatever. But apparently,
it's nasty.
It's happening.
Menstrual blood is not bad.
Bruh. You talking about, okay, first of all right, that's some blood just flowing out her ass, right? And you just like piss, just like you drink piss. Ooh, liquid. I'm thirsty. I think I'm going to eat the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some shit you just don't do. And every fucking thing you just said since you got on this motherfucking shit, you just don't do. Like, you, like, how do you look at, like, do you like, pull the tampon out and get right in there? Like what the fuck, bro? You probably eat it with the tampon in it. That's a toy, right?
Hey, however she is, I'm going in there. I mean,
he's a nasty motherfucker. I applaud you for having that kind of. No, I don't. I don't fucking.
You know,
one of
the Facebook commenters, he basically says he would hate to run into any female that you've ever been with, because there's just no way in hell that a regular guy would be able to please them because you're just so out there.
Exactly. Eggs fucking exactly. That he hit that right on the head. I don't want to fuck none of your exes, because if I ain't with that shit, I'm sorry. Like, that's like, if you do some shit like that, you okay with dropping her drawers and seeing streaks in her shit, and that would not bother you. You would just go for it, and that ain't okay. Nope. That's not okay, dog. Fucking not okay. Ew. I bet your ex-girlfriends is like mad crazy over you, nigga. Like, I know they be blowing your ass up. Literally blowing your ass up. Like, is that, like, nah, sir, nah. Oh, fuck, man. I'm blown, yo. I'm fucking blown. Like, I can't ever fucking eat ass again. I don't even want to fuck a bitch in the ass at this point. I'm blown. I'm fucking blown.
I mean, okay. Now let's reverse it. Now, with that fetish of you eating a woman's ass, now would you allow a woman to eat your ass?
I'm gonna keep it real. I didn't have that shit happen one time, and I didn't know it was coming. You know what I'm saying? Because this chick was like, she told me she could put the whole dick in her mouth without gagging. So I'm like, not this big brown dick. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I do it, right?
And then in the mouth.
No, so listen. This bitch gets to talking while my dick is in her mouth, and I'm like, this is impossible. And then she licks her tongue out, right, and goes right up under my balls. And boom, hit me in the ass, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? But at the same time, I was like, shit, that was kind of hype. But I can't be, you know, we can't do that shit, you know. Like, I mean, I ain't going to lie. It was like, oh, shit. But at the same time, it was like, hey, fuck no. Don't do that again. Why? Because you're not supposed to. I'm a fucking guy, and you ain't supposed to be playing my ass. Like, that. Now, that little space between the ass and the balls.
She's a woman.
I don't give a motherfuck. It's still gay. A woman strapping on a dildo going into your ass is fucking gay. What? That shit is weird. That's like a woman putting on a strap on and going in your ass. You saying because
oh,
it's
I
a
love
woman,
that
it's okay?
Too. So you,
nigga,
no.
What the? Don't you ever fucking hang around. Yo, you keep this nigga on the other side of the table. Like, no,
yo,
that is not okay.
I wish I could post a video on the SM show.
Nah, bro. I don't want to see that shit.
I think people need to marinate on this really quick.
I mean, I could take a woman's 9-inch strap on with no problem. It's, hey.
We will get
right back. Are you hearing yourself?
That motherfucker feels good. And
right,
I don't want no nigga's dick either,
uh-huh.
So
time,
I don't even think about a nigga's dick. I think about that woman strap on fucking my ass. You know?
Thinking about the ass plate, there's no stopping. Time out really quick, okay?
I'm her bitch.
We're getting requests from some peeps in Indonesia that want to hear a song. So we might have to break for a minute, let everybody kind of collect their thoughts, and then we'll come back with some pegging.
Y'all crazy tonight, man. Y'all stupid. Y'all
oh
real stupid. Love y'all, man. Y'all crazy.
Nigga, you
are
crazy.
You black?
Oh, my God.
Black, are you high?
And I don't wish. Don't.
I got dollars. Could you imagine? You're giving love to an independent woman. I'm VIP. They can see me. I'd be like, dang, now they're trying to hit on me. But I just do it. Me don't care about them. It's like I'm on a cloud. And me don't care about them. I got it from my mama. I thank her every day. Every day they keep their eyes on me. I got it made. He know that. He know that. He probably has no chance. But he keep looking, looking, looking for that. I see you looking at my curve, coke bottle. I got that boss, I'm bossing.
welcome back to the S&M show. That was Coke Bottle. That was T.I. and, oh, my God, I forget her name.
That's Agnes Moe, kid.
Agnes Moe, yes. Shout out to everybody that requests that song overseas. You guys be rocking out with us hard. She has a super strong fan base. I'm surprised that she's not, like, huge over here already. The way that they stand hard for her like she's Beyonce.
Yeah, they ride for her hard body. Like, they heavy for her on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that.
I like that joint.
If you are just now tuning in, you are live with the S&M show with Brooklyn Black, Lady Steel. We got Jordan O'Neill on the line with us, and I think we have Untamable on here with us. We lost them, but we've been discussing fetishes. And before we left off, we were just starting to get into pegging, which is basically strapping up on guys. So we know, even though we lost him, he's a very big advocate for pegging. He likes to get plugged and strapped up on. He's shown several graphic photos of, you know, dildos lodged in his ass.
Thank God I haven't seen that shit.
He's even been in a case where he's had to, you know, drink some things to kind of get it out. What is your take on it?
My thought too? That's nasty, man. But you know what? If that's what he likes, more power to him. But that motherfucker is nasty, man.
More power to him, my ass. No, fuck that.
Not the ass, man.
Nah, son. Nothing's supposed to ever fucking go in there. Like, you're supposed to shit, you're supposed to wipe, and you're supposed to get the fuck up. Like, you don't, there's no, you know, you in the room with a chick, and then she pull out this fucking strap on and says, yo, let's get it. That's, no, what the fuck? I mean, what? I got a dick already. You want to use that on me? Fuck no.
There are a lot of women that are very curious about pegging, though.
Well, let them find them a dude who's gay, or let them figure it out. Like,
nobody wants to peg a gay dude. I think it kind of defeats the purpose.
So basically you're saying, like, y'all want to peg a dude so you can make him into a bitch. Because, like he said, I remember Untamable said, I'm her bitch. That's not now, nigga.
Yeah, he did say that.
For all the people listening online, if you want to call and chime in, the number is 347-857-4302. Call us up. Tell us what you think.
And we have the chat room at the bottom of the page. So if you're tuning in online, scroll way down to the bottom. The chat room is open. The comments will be read on air.
I'm not even going to be able to take a shit regularly now.
I can't
fucking deal.
I saw a female from Hong Kong, and she's basically like, all you have to do is put a tampon in and eat your girl out when she's on a cycle because her hormones are high and she's probably fine.
Fuck her hormone. She'll wait. That shit lasts like a week, man. That shit lasts like a week, and then we can, you know, I'll see you next week. Like, I'm not eating that shit. I have a hard time. Like, I don't even see, I'm not going to lie, I dicked a girl once. When her cycle was on, I was with this joint for like 3 years, so I didn't give a fuck. And I only did it once, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't like it. I didn't like the fact that I gotta lay my beautiful towel down to do this shit, cause you know, I mean, you could just hold out and wait. Or if you really need it that bad, you need something in the shape of a dick, I don't care if you put your toy in it. Use your toy on yourself, you know what I'm saying, till your cycle go off. But just fucking eating it, running stop signs and red lights and shit, no, nigga, yield, you know. Don't fucking go in there with your
We've
face.
All been there. You know, there's a lot of guys, they say, to get tricked into having sex on the period or eating a girl out.
How do you get tricked?
They say the girl claims that it's not, you know, it's that time, and then they go in, and the next thing you know, it's just a massacre. Like,
look like a
damn
movie scene.
Nah, son. Every girl, almost every girl I done fuck with, and I'm keeping it real, I done fuck with a lot of girls, almost every girl I fuck with, they should be like the end of the month or the beginning of the month. So I'm already kind of skeptical. I ask them, like, yo, you know, is it, you know, it's kind of cutting close to that time. You all right? And if she says no, and it is, like, how do you not put your dick in there and feel that? Something in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, whoa, what the fuck? I'm not doing that. That is not okay. That is not, I'm against that shit. I am, no, fuck no. No, I was taught, I got that shit handed to me during the sex talk. When my parents told me about sex, my daddy told me straight up, when they on their cycle, you stay the fuck away from them. And that's just what I do. I stay the fuck away from y'all. I won't answer your phone calls, your text messages.
That's kind of like I feel some type of way, because there are guys like that. They want nothing to do with you at all. Like, don't even cuddle up when you're on your cycle. They just feel like you have freaking Ebola virus or something.
No, we can cuddle up. Just don't touch my dick.
Are you ready?
Like, don't
next
even
time?
Don't touch me. Go
you
for
sound
it.
Very
Go for it. Go for it.
Next fetish we're going to be talking about is Roman showers.
What the fuck
Roman
is a Roman
shower?
Oh, fuck.
Roman showers, or what I like to call the poltergeist special. That is, you know, playing with throw up, vomit, chuck.
Oh, hell no. That's just, man, what do you mean playing with it? You mean like she throw up on me or what? What do you mean?
It's like poltergeist, like, no, and then you do it on me, and then I guess we eat in the middle and have sex with it?
You know, man, where did this shit happen at? Like, you're going to throw up on me, and I'm going to throw up on you. We just, like, that shit is, what the fuck? Let's just throw up on each other. Yeah, that'll really make my dick hard. You know? Like, no, tell him, Black, because
I smell throw up. I want to throw up. And then you want me to fucking act?
Have you guys seen this video that's gone viral? And,
no.
Not with the throw up. It's with the next one, cytophilia. It's this white guy. He has, like, a picture of Obama, and he's, like, basically just doing a whole bunch of different things with food. You know, it's like it's food play. Not like your classic, you know, lick some honey or lick some chocolate syrup, you know, if you're ghetto or if you're on a budget, cheese syrup.
Oodles and noodles, season pack. Put them joints on the ass and just
Mountain Dew. Yeah, not like that, but like literally, like get some fried chicken, some pie, some spaghetti, whatever, and like put it all over your body and like masturbate with it, or just like have sex with it.
No.
No. No.
No.
No.
No.
No. How about that one?
Why are we fucking up the food like that with that bullshit? Like that's
like,
no. No, I don't even bring whipped cream and ice cream and shit into the bedroom. I ain't thinking about none of that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? When it's time to get down, I just want
to
regularly fuck. Let's just fuck.
I honestly, yeah. I don't care for food play in the bedroom either. I don't even like the syrup or the whipped cream. It's too distracting. I'm not going to be.
And we're going to clean that shit up.
Exactly. And not on these motherfucking sheets. You know how much I pay for this thread count? You think you just going to fucking like. Yo, let's roll around with some chocolate syrup on my shit. Like,
again, I won't lie. I've tried a lot of different things on my sexual journey. Some things I kept, some things I threw out, but I learned. One of the things I tried, you know, I was young, again, with my ex-husband. I experimented a lot with my ex-husband. You know, we did a shitload of crazy things. But
yeah.
This was one of those days.
Yeah, can I tell you before you go any further? Can I tell you
what?
Something? Your ex-husband was fucking nasty.
Yep, that nigga was disgusting.
But anyway.
That nigga was terrible.
We were young together, finding out what we wanted to do.
That ain't growing.
This was
fucking nasty.
Shut up. We tried to do something, or at least I tried to be romantic. You know, again, we're only like 16, so I couldn't get any alcohol, or maybe I didn't have the money for it. But we ended up with some champagne flutes and Mountain Dew. And I don't know what I thought I was supposed to do with it, but I ended up, like, pouring it on his dick and giving him head. But the Mountain Dew ended up being very sticky, and it was uncomfortable. It was just, it just turned me off from doing anything with food and beverage during sex ever again, because I just assumed.
You just fucked up Mountain Dew for me.
You could have used iced tea, orange juice.
Kool-Aid would have been, you know. If a girl tells me she wants to put some Kool-Aid on my dick, I'm going to let her do it. But some soda? Fuck no. Soda be strong as shit when you drink it. Like, you're not about to put that strong shit on my dick.
A lot of acid on your manhood. What the hell wrong with you?
Like, you
don't pour some Mountain Dew on my dick. It sucks.
But it made me a better woman today. Don't judge me.
You sure it made you a better woman? Because, I mean, all they showed me is that, like Black said, your fucking ex is nasty.
I'm not judging you. I'm judging that nigga. That nigga's fucking disgusting.
That nigga's nasty. Yep.
Listen, I'm not going to go there, but like I said, we found a lot of things out together. We did.
No.
There's also art. Now, people like to do the same thing that they do with food, but with, like, paint. Like, just put a whole bunch of either latex paint or regular acrylic paint and, you know, mix all the colors. And
I'm black as shit. Ain't none of them colors showing up on my black ass. You might as well, you know, fuck that. We're not doing that, Neva. Why are we wasting all this good paint? Don't fucking paint
the fucking house that you want to motherfucking put it on me and shit.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not a wall. Don't do that.
I mean, I'm assuming nobody's doing things like this in their house. Maybe they're messing up random hotel, you know, rooms or something like that.
I don't give a shit where you do it at. It's still fucking, it's just odd. It's not okay. You know, okay?
They got your credit card, stupid.
Yeah, like, you think about it. Okay, think about it, all right? Let's with an unbiased opinion, okay? You in the hotel room I'm in the hotel room and I'm laying on my back and I'm like, hell yeah, I'm finna wax this ass. And she go to reaching in the bag and I'm like, yo, what you doing? You know, I'm thinking she about to pull out some old freak shit. It's finna go down and this bitch pulls out a can of motherfucking paint. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, okay. Then she pull out a brush. She like, let's do this. Like you a graffiti artist or some shit? Like, you finna, like, what are you about to do with that shit? Like, because you're not about to pour that on me. And you ain't about to fuck up this room because, like Black said, they got my motherfucking credit card. So, that shit ain't happening. Nah.
Oh, man.
So
like,
no one knows what happens in the bedroom?
You're finding a whole lot of messy, expensive fetishes. How about some cheap shit where I put some lotion on, jackal, get on your back, call it a day.
And attach a seat. And you got to put the sheet on her back so she's super. You know what I'm saying? That shit will stick to her. She's a fucking superhero.
If you want a cheap fetish, how about voyeurism? Watching other people fuck. Voyeurism.
I mean, yeah, I could do that. You know what I'm saying? As long as they ain't fucking my woman. I don't give a fuck. I done that shit before. I done been there. I done sat there and watched two other people fuck shit. That's just like watching porn in real life. Yeah, it's like watching porn in real life. Who gives a fuck? But, like, you ain't about to fuck my girl while I watch no shit like that. And I ain't sharing worth a fuck. So, yeah.
How about
I mean.
All right, so we're good with voyeurism, just as long as they're not fucking our mates. But how do we feel about furries? People that dress up as, like, animals or you know, stuffed animals, teddy bears, Dragon Ball Z characters. Like,
I mean, I'll fuck a bitch in a panda suit. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'll put on a panda suit. She can dress like a bamboo tree.
If she's dressed like Lara Croft or some shit, I will knock it down.
Straight
just
knock
like
it down. I'll tell you
some shit. I'll knock it down. So I'm not
point the gun at me.
Costumes, but I guess it's the extremity of the costume, like sometimes you can go overboard with that shit.
If I got on a panda suit and she got on a panda suit and it's a little place for me to drop that shit down and pull my dick out, I'm going to fuck this bitch in a panda suit.
On panda, like, but what if it's on a panda suit and she's dressed like a Furby?
What the fuck is a Furby?
Furby.
The fuck is that?
How do you not know what a scurvy is?
Because I'm country as fuck. Like, I don't know what that is. Like, why can't she dress like a fucking panda?
Okay, well, maybe she's dressed like Gizmo.
Man, hell nah, man. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't give a fuck, really. Is it a slot for me to put it in? That's all I give a fuck about. Like, if you want to put on a fucking suit and get fucked, like, I mean, I know what's going on up under that suit. So I don't give a fuck at that point, especially if I'm high. I'll probably laugh like shit the whole time I'm fucking. Like, I'm like, yo, like, I'm fucking, like, the female Gizmo. Like, it's like a fucking goddamn, you know, who cares, you know?
What about a Yoda? Or Darth Vader?
Nah, man, that's not okay. Fuck, I will not. No.
I'm not fucking Yoda. Hey, Phil, caller on the line. Last four digits is 4590. You're live on the air.
Lady Still.
Hi.
Oh,
you don't know who this is?
No.
It's your sister.
Oh,
my God, why do you do that? I hate when you do that. You call the show and
it's your real sister? Is it your real sister?
Do you know which sister this is?
Is this like the baby sister? Like the not legal?
Is it her real sister?
All of us are baby sisters. Alex is the oldest, so.
Oh, shit, this is your sister. Hey, boo.
Hey, boo.
Girl, you want to put on a gizmo for me? I will.
Hell no.
Oh, shit.
Wait, hold on, I got a good compliment from the 80s. How old are you, miss?
Oh, no, they're old.
I'm 23.
Okay, that works.
Hey, boo.
So who is this? Do you know who you're talking to?
I have no idea.
Is this
Shayna? It's Shayna.
See, I know my sisters. The only fetish you should have is your school, though. I don't know why you're calling into this show.
Ooh. Don't
why
be shutting her down. Leave my boo alone.
Exactly.
Yeah, are you trying to shut it down? You calling in? We have the fuck, she bro.
Yeah, say what you got to say, baby. Go ahead.
Oh, only reason why I called is because I saw the Metro stuff on Facebook. So I was calling about that. But
are you letting it be
on
your menstrual?
Hell no, that's disgusting.
See, that's my kind of chick. Fuck that bullshit.
That is disgusting because, like, usually, you know, you try to kiss after all of that. Like, and I'm not, I don't care where it came from. I'm not kissing after that, no. That's disgusting.
And see, I like to kiss during sex. So I'll be
exactly.
If I'm about
to be. Looking like the Joker.
Yo, straight up, why so serious? Like, nobody fucking, I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying?
That is nasty.
Fuck that. Running stop signs, niggas, running stop signs.
It was nice talking to you guys.
Bye,
boo. I'm asleep because I have class in the morning. Bye.
Bye, boo.
Bye, boo.
We got another caller on the air, last 426132613, you're on the air.
So this is on table war again.
Oh no, fuck no, I'm going. No, nigga.
He lost you. Did he take like a quick masturbation break?
Don't ask him that. Don't ask.
No, I just finished the last one of these bottles of rest, right?
Did you
I ain't masturbating yet.
Did you piss in the red tonight? Tank?
Thinking about Lady Steel up my ass, though. Because I know she has, I know Lady Steel has a nice size strap on over there that I.
Oh, my God.
I really want her to fuck me in the ass.
I'm talking about blood.
Whoa. Hold on. Nigga. Whoa. Nigga.
Whoa.
Yes,
whoa,
yes. I want Bruce up my ass. Bruce. Definitely.
What?
Bruce,
the
yes.
I couldn't give you Bruce. I'd have to give somebody else. Maybe the whole
stuff. Man, we gotta fucking stop.
I don't know what size Bruce is that she has over there, but hey, man, I'm very challenging. I don't knock down challenges. So, and being that Lady Steel has always been, you know, my girl for mad years, so we're not just randoms. So, but we haven't met yet personally. But I'm moving to New York soon. And I'm really ready to get done up by her, you know. I'm her bitch.
I can't believe
you know?
This nigga. Like, holy I'm sorry.
I've always been her bitch.
Sorry. Like, he, like, begging for it.
I've always appreciated you being my bitch. Don't listen to them.
I've always been her bitch.
Oh, my God, son. You need to talk to somebody. You need to talk to somebody professional about that shit. Cause that is not...
Hey, it's a thing in being, because I'm very dominant. But I'm also very...
No, you not, nigga. That's not dominant. You just said, I want
hey.
You. You go, I'm up for a challenge. Put the biggest dick you got in me. Like, that's...
Wow. Hey, when you can be submissive to a woman, hey, you don't mind her fucking your ass or licking your ass. You know what I'm saying? It's
man,
all good.
Fuck that. Fuck
it's all
that
good.
Shit.
You know?
Okay. I guess I'm a goddamn caveman.
So, okay, and the next
question. I mean, if I can fuck her in the ass like I do, like the animal that I am, I can fuck her in the... You know... I fuck her in the ass, fuck her throat, fuck her pussy. She can fuck my ass, too. So, boom. We both can fuck each other.
You let her fuck your
like.
Throat, too? You let her fuck your throat, too?
You damn right. You know?
You damn right. Why not? You done. What the fuck? What? Man. Hey, look, you want a boyfriend, nigga. You don't want no motherfucker.
I don't want a boyfriend. I just like the kinky shit from a woman. I like the kinky shit from women with titties and ass and born pussy. That's what it is.
So then get
you
a tranny, son. Get you a tranny. It's going to look like a woman and got a dick.
No, I don't want no tranny, dude.
That's bullshit.
I don't want no dick. I don't want no niggas nuts on my face, man. I don't want no niggas nuts in my face and all that bullshit.
Yeah, you don't want the nuts. You just want the fucking goddamn man.
He just want the D. You don't want the balls.
He just want the D. He wants the diddly, and that's it.
I want a bitch to strap on in my fucking mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And her, you know, along with her titties, her pussy all at one time. You know, if I can eat her pussy and she can strap on fuck my face at the same time, that's good. I want
to
do that.
I got to smoke a cigarette. This is some bullshit. That's gonna suck.
Like my sister just hung up. She called in very quickly, but she did bring up an interesting point as far as menstrual and, you know, like with the scat, like with the shit play, you know, after you're done all of that, are you kissing?
At times I have, yeah.
Oh, I mean, not all, but like
my girl that shitted on me.
At times,
I mean, she didn't mind kissing me right then, right after, you know. I mean, at times I go straight to the bathroom and clean up, but hey, she kissed me right after, like, look. Nothing. Hey, we nasty motherfuckers. So,
I almost passed the fuck out.
Rock out. I mean, I'm still one of the healthy motherfuckers. So it's like, look, you know.
I mean, God bless you for that. That you're still healthy.
Are you getting nutrients from that shit?
So again,
are you getting any nutrients? Like, does it have? Like, is it? Like, what is it? Like, is
it said nutrients shit?
If you're like. You know, what got you into going that extreme in the first place? That having water shit plunged up your butt and licking up excrement.
Well, okay. Well, see, for one, I mean, I always knew I was going to be pretty much very open-minded to all sexual activities with a woman. So, I mean, being that in 94, my sophomore, junior year of college, my first year eating pussy was 19. And so the women that I met and that schooled me on eating pussy also schooled me on eating ass and getting my ass licked, fingered, and fucked with a dildo.
The fuck?
So those four sisters were freaking
out. You
should have
shot them bitches. You should have shot them bitches down. I would have had them bitches taken out. I would have gave up my paycheck.
All those bitches to the day. Because I wasn't eating no pussy. But thing was, you know, back in the 90s, you would even see it on Def Jam comedy, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, even comedians was talking about niggas don't eat no pussy, but I mean, if your nigga eat pussy, you know, you probably gonna get some more pussy. But that's basically what they were saying, you know. Nigga, do you want more pussy? Because, I mean, I was already fucking like mad, you know. But then it was like, yo, I'm overhearing these bitches' conversation at a store, at a restaurant where I was working off campus, and it was like, yo, I wanted to know what's up because I overheard this shit. And, you know, I'm one not to just not be antisocial. I'm not antisocial, so I'm like, look, especially with my gender, so I want to know what's up with on their mind. So I asked, like, yo, what's up? School me, what's up? I'm young and shit, 19. Y'all must know the deal because y'all talking highly about sex. And the first thing that really bogged my mind, got in my mind, was when the chick said, niggas better start eating pussy or don't get no pussy.
So I agree with that.
I'm like, bitch, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm getting mad pussy without eating it, so what's the deal? She's like, young nigga, you want more pussy? You got to eat the motherfucker. So.
Well, I agree with that. You should.
So basically, you know, after all that schooling mentally and from verbal conversation right there at the restaurant because they were at my last table, I mean, we exchanged pager numbers. That's when the people were still banging, you know what I'm saying? And 3 weeks later, I had some bitches at my campus apartment eating my ass. I'm eating pussy after pussy after pussy.
Jeez, no, hold on.
They ran a train on that nigga.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 14. And I lost my virginity with a threesome, which they called a menage a trois at the time. I didn't know it was a threesome. And so most of my girlfriends now, I would always ask, you know, most times I would, not always, but I would bring it to the table, like, look, I want to fuck your girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
We have a question for you from Facebook. One of the young ladies wants to know, is it hard for you to have a normal vanilla relationship with just one female without the pegging, without the shit eating, without the,
fucking possible.
And the menstrual? Can you just have a regular, normal relationship and be happy?
No.
Yeah, I'd be bored. I'd get bored quick. I'd be bored. I admit to her, like, look, we can't be together. I ain't gonna cheat, but we just can't be together. Good friends, maybe? Hey, you know, me not fuck you no more. Boom, cool. Let's go on each separate lives. That's it. Bam. That's all. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I'm going to handle that. Quick as possible. Cause I know I'm going to be bored. Cause I want extra pinky shit. You know what I'm saying? I want other shit. I want to do shit that we can just come up with. You know what I'm saying? I don't go, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it. I mean,
so the question is, with everything that you do, take part in, what is it that you won't do? I know you mentioned that you will not have relations with another guy, but outside of that, what else will you not do?
Nothing.
I would not do
that
dead bodies.
Everything.
I would not do animals. I would not do young chicks that claim that they're older chicks, you know what I'm saying, try to be older than they usually are because they still young.
How old are you?
I just turned 40.
Damn.
But people still think I'm 25 today, so on the real. So I mean,
now, have any of you guys what do you guys think about, like, the daddy, daughter, uncle, niece, stepbrother, stepsister role play, or the baby role play? You know, there's some people where they like really get into it. Wear the diapers.
I find that shit weird as fuck. I don't want the chick that I'm giving the D to calling me daddy, poppy, father, padre, none of that shit that relates to
me.
No,
she called me padre. I kind of like that shit.
Like, I find that shit to be real weird. Like, it weirds me out, especially since I got young nieces and shit, and they, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. I find that, like, not. Call me anything else, baby, something. But daddy, nah.
I'm not with that.
And if she says it right, poppy, depending on
brother, stepdaughter shit. If she called me poppy, I'm okay with that shit.
I don't mind calling my guy daddy or whatever. I'm not gonna put on a diaper and shit like that baby play. I don't.
That shit is fucking weird. That's weird as shit.
Right.
You know, you put on the diaper and you have the poppy part in your mouth and you have, like, the little bonnet in your hair and the rattle and shit. Like,
nah, son. Because you're a creepy motherfucker. If you want that,
if
you want something like that, you're a creepy
motherfucker. I mean, I'm not with anything that has to do with children. You know what I'm saying? I can totally turn myself away from even the motherfucker that even chicks that claim themselves to be just trisexual to the point where they got a nigga at the crib. Like one chick came in my inbox like mad fucking ready to fuck me and get it on and shit. And basically, you know, I mean, I guess she thought I was a little, you know, little knucklehead nigga that was just hung for pussy. You know, I'm like, dude, baby, look, baby, I can get pussy, no problem. But,
nigga,
you know, you got a nigga dropping his drawers at home, you know, his dick. Why don't you go to that nigga and say this shit to him? That's your husband. Even though y'all have a little problems that you claim, but I want to hear from the voice of the husband, too. If you in my inbox, you know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously you escaped from your husband somewhat to tell me this shit because he's not here. I mean, I don't like the voice of just one woman if you're in a relationship already because I'm like, look, I ain't about to fuck up nobody's home. So if you in my inbox and you already married to a nigga, you know what I'm saying? You should be talking to that nigga, not me, you know what I'm saying, about all your extra shit that you want to do to a nigga that you don't even know. So she's telling me shit like, I want to lick your ass. I want to suck your dick. Oh, man, I want to do this. And I mean, I was like, baby, look, what's up with you got your man at home. I mean, why don't you do that shit with him? You know, she got fucked up with that. I didn't come back at her with no sexual shit. She was like, I was like, look, baby, you got a dick at home dropping his dick every day. Suck his dick.
Backwards, bro. No, fuck that. You telling me now you got morals, nigga? You let that girl hit you with a strap. You'll eat some shit. You'll drink your own piss, but you won't fuck another nigga, girl.
I mean, I would.
Are you
but
crazy?
I'm saying,
are you like I will
have,
fuck somebody's home.
I have
up.
In
I
front of
fuck
chicks. You know what I'm saying?
Up.
When the man gave me authority to fuck their chick, I have no problem.
I don't
no problem.
Give a fuck about his
but
authority.
But when the man is not there, hey, I ain't with the drama, B. I ain't with the drama. I don't need that.
Ain't gonna
you know
be
what
no.
Past man is gonna come out. Past man, the devil gonna come out like a motherfucker, and it's gonna be problem. And
are
we
you
don't
not
need
into
that.
The cuckold situation? Like, how do you feel about that?
I love couple swapping. You know what I'm saying? If they're all in agreement, that's what I'm saying.
No,
it's
not,
all in agreement.
Not couples, but cuckolding. Normally, you know, when a woman has a husband, but she treats the husband like a bitch, and she has somebody to fuck her, you see it a lot.
Oh, pretty much what you do all the time, still.
Shut the hell up. No. No, I've never had a cuckold. But it's basically, you see it a lot in interracial relationships. You'll have, like, a white couple, and the guy is, like, the bitch in a relationship. He's basically forced to watch her take, like, a black guy normally. Or he's basically, like, just, he has to sit there and he has to watch her get pounded out because, you know, he's too much of a bitch himself.
No, no, fuck that. Hell fucking no. I ain't about to watch some dude with a dick that's bigger than mine, be fucking my woman, she doing all this screaming and shit, bitch, you don't do none of that shit with me, and now you over this motherfucker doing cartwheels and goddamn Universe Soul Circuit shit, you know what I'm saying, on this fucking dude, and this nigga all winking and shit, biting his bottom lip like, yeah, nigga, I'm busting your wife down, and I was supposed to get hard off that shit, I'm loading
well,
my gun.
You,
I know
would
those.
You but, see the guy that's, you know, the designated dick that's fucking...
I will be the guy. I have zero problem fucking somebody's wife. And if he wants me to fuck his wife, I will do it. You can sit over there and feel however you feel in your little chair, whatever. I'm about to fuck your wife up, and I'm about to fuck your marriage up because you ain't going to do what I'm going to do. So, yeah, I'm all for that shit.
Have you ever seen a porn? Because it really pushes the limits. It really, like, it goes there without going.
I've seen the shit before. Like,
and
some big old shalom carrying black dude is pounding out some white girl, and the husband just looking.
Female.
Yeah, the husband. Yeah, you're right. The husband was just looking on at the shit.
Yeah.
While he pounded her out, like, what?
No, but do you actually ever look at the guy? Look at the guy whose wife is getting pounded. Does he look happy? Fuck no.
Because he wishes it was him. Because he wishes.
No,
it was
he
him.
Looks like he's regretting that shit. He looks like, what the fuck did I get myself into?
No, that's a part of the whole. That's a part of the whole setup. Because sometimes I've seen it where the husband will actually be dressed up in like a skirt and a bra to symbolize his bitch assness or whatever, and he has to sit there and wait. But you know, the guy that's fucking the wife will like pound her out, then he'll come on her or in her, and then like sometimes the husband has to clean it up, but he's not allowed to touch the guy. You know, like it's so weird. Somebody underwater snorkeling while they're on the phone.
I was about to ask the same thing. Like, is he making a piss shake right now? Are you making a piss shake?
No, I could have. A piss movie.
The ass shake. We talked about the ass milkshake on the anal show, where they open the ass and they open the ass up and they put the two scoops of ice cream and some milk and then like put the cheeks together and shake her up and then put it back in a cup and made her drink it. That's the ass shake.
Oh, I've had a woman piss in my ass before. Yes.
Wait.
Yeah, that shit there turned me on. Shit, I like this shit.
Go ahead, I think this nigga can't say nothing else.
Oh, I've had a woman pissing my ass a couple times. Yeah, that shit
you
turned me on.
Man.
I mean, certain shit. I mean, besides just regular sex, I mean, that shit just, I mean, I like to just, you know, just go to different levels of the shit, you know. Let's just do this shit, baby.
There's no levels to that shit,
let's man. Let's just take this shit to another
sure
level. What you want to do next? You know, you want to piss in my ass? You know, I just say some shit, and she might, and a chick might want to do it. Like, you serious? I'm like, yeah, piss in my ass. You know, open my ass, crack up, and piss in it.
Okay,
Joe. Oh, my God.
Hold on.
It's like me pouring Moet. It's like me pouring Moet in a chick in a bitch ass and I suck it out. I love doing that shit. I love pouring some.
Why are you wasting the Moet?
Oh my God,
that shit.
Well, Moet
that
is not exactly
piss.
So, I mean, it is very different.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I wouldn't pour water in a bitch and drink it out. It's not okay. This shit is not okay. I don't understand.
I'm pissing the bitch ass, too, now, you know, but I'm saying, you know, pouring Moet in there, I like that shit, though, you know. Piss in the bitch ass, hey. Because I want to see her squeeze it out into my mouth. I want to, ooh, I like
oh
that
my
shit.
God.
This nigga wasting drinking it out of ass. Fuck a cup. He drinking it out the ass.
Guys, if you are just now tuning in or if you're listening online to the S&M show, the number to call in is 347-857-4302. And you are live with your girl, Lady Steele, Brooklyn Black, Jordan O'Neill, and Untamable. He is very untamable. We are still talking about fetishes.
Do you cream pie and shorties also?
Yes, I do. Yes, I
do. Do you
lick
that
very
shit
much.
Up?
No,
I
don't
ask
that. What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, I do. I like to lick my own. Even when especially when I fuck them in the ass. You know, come in the ass.
Oh my God!
If I'm not ready to talk. Hey, boom!
Oh my God!
Y'all asking for.
No, Black asked him. I didn't ask him that bullshit. Black asked him that shit.
I mean, it's your shit. You know what I'm saying? Why? I mean, if a bitch can taste her own pussy, you know what I'm saying? Why can't a nigga taste his own cum? You know what I'm saying? It's your shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not no other nigga's shit. It's your shit. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm tasting my shit. No problem.
Right. Why you go there, man? No, man.
Is there anything that you haven't tried yet that you want to try?
Why are you doing this? You don't get anything. Oh my God.
Yeah, I really want to, I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. I mean, like I want a reverse strap-on gangbang.
A reverse? Oh, so you want a whole bunch of chicks to run a train on you with strap-on?
Yes. way
man, goddamn.
Somehow, I'd have been in a threesomes, a foursomes, no problem.
Ooh,
I'd have done
so
dumb penetration for magic.
You want
to
get DP'd, son. I'm off this shit. What the fuck? Son, like, put two in the hole.
Talking here, like, how many straps would you ideally want?
Hopefully I can take 10 to 15 women. I want to go there. I just want to go
what?
To, I just want to know that I can take.
No, there will be blood, right? There will be blood.
Hey,
no, this
I'm
nigga been doing
you.
This for
I,
years.
I,
this ain't gonna be no blood. His shit is smooth. This nigga been doing this shit
and
forever.
Dick,
he
whether
said he's 40.
Dick, they are real or plastic, that's gonna hurt.
It's gonna hurt. But hey, look, I'm with the pain and pleasure. The pain and pleasure.
Oh my god.
Oh, hey, I'm looking forward to that to happen, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna happen. I'm gonna get all the women that enjoy fucking men in the ass.
Hold on. I had to mute y'all for a second. Hold on, we have another call on the line. Last 4 years, this is 0037. You're live on the air.
Yes, how are you?
Hello.
I'm a little bit late, but this is Miss Chantrice.
Ah, hi. I'm so sorry
for being so late.
It's all right. This is Jen Tree. She's our BBW fetish model that we were going to be speaking with tonight.
Hey, boo.
Oh, you know, that's a whole lot of shit.
I'm here. I'm tardy for the party.
Were you able to listen
to it? A whole lot of shit talking, literally.
I know it. I'm so upset.
It's okay. Ooh. Were you able to hear anything?
I didn't hear anything.
Well, we've been talking about yeah, somebody's about to get caught up. But
I'm sorry, yo. I'm in the hood.
Yo, flush that shit.
We've been talking about sex on the period. We've been talking about shitting during sex, eating it. Like, tonight's been a very filthy night for the S&M show.
Oh, my God.
This
nigga
has done all that shit.
Wow.
This shit is nasty as fuck.
Introduce yourself to the listeners. Tell them what it is that you do. You are a BBW fetish model, correct?
I am. I've been doing that for about a year.
Okay.
And I'm into bondage. I know everyone knows what that is.
Okay. Let me ask you straight up. Let me ask you a question. If one of your submissives asked you to shit on them, How would you go about doing it? I mean, is it a hesitant active? Would it be hesitant in your mind, or would you go about it with no problem?
See, listen, just give me a blindfold, and I'll sit down and do it. It's him that should have
what
a problem with it, not me.
No,
it's got to come out either way.
It's
got to come out either way, so why would I have a problem?
Oh my God.
I love her. I love her already.
Oh, my God. No, son. It's
well,
two of y'all.
I mean, to each their own. People like what they like. Like, it's so many different types,
right.
Especially being, like, a fetish model. I mean, now the thing is where guys feed the females. You're not going to do that to me, but, you know, it's just so many levels to it, and you have to have a great stomach for it.
What is the oddest request that you've received?
I'm sorry?
What would be, like, the most odd request that you've received?
I was asked to pee on someone. So no bowel movements, but I was asked to pee.
How is that odd and you a shit on a nigga? You a shit on a nigga, but pissing on him is just like, no,
well, no,
that's
I'm
against
saying,
my
I mean,
religion.
That, you know, I haven't gotten to that level yet, but I was asked to do number one, not number two yet.
I would want
you to do number one and two.
You can do whatever to this nigga. You can fuck him with a couple dildos.
But you know what hit me up on Facebook, Miss Chantrice.
No, man. What? Yeah, y'all do that out there. Yeah.
Love connections on the S&M show or Facebook connections.
Yes,
I guess.
Yeah, like my page.
I will find you on Facebook. I will find
me, yes.
You.
Oh, this nigga going
to
find
you. I'm untamable. You will see untamable. My name is Untamable. So.
I would never get that. Yeah, you find me.
I will find.
For the person that requested the golden shower, is there a specific place they wanted you to pee? Or was it just...
Most guys want it on their face.
What?
That I've experienced. I've only been doing it like a year and some change. But, it's race.
Okay.
Me and Black are the only two normal niggas left on the planet.
Yeah, on the planet.
Do you get a lot of requests from men that want you to strap on, fuck them in the ass?
No.
Thank God.
No.
So he's the only one. Thank Jesus.
Is that
Thank
something
you, baby
you would
Jesus.
Be interested in at all?
Fuck no.
These guys I don't take serious. It would be no one I would ever like bring home or make my husband. But I mean, you know, if you're paying
true.
And you want to play,
just, I mean, just,
then hey.
It's something that he wants from a woman. You don't want from a man. He wants from a woman, so he would ask you, being that you're a woman, and that being that you're a BDSM woman, that you're into BDSM lifestyle, he would ask you, and you would perform the act on him as you would, you know, like with no hesitation, no remorse.
No hesitation, no feelings,
like
no regrets.
You know what
it's about. Making a little change and being free. That's him. He has to deal with the torture and the pain, and I'm willing to give it to him. You know, because me
I'm
and
glad
get
you called
drama
it
all the time, so why not inflict a little bit on them?
Okay.
I just can't. I can't fucking. If you want to kill a nigga, that's the way to do it.
Now,
that
what,
is some bullshit.
What are your measurements?
My measurements?
Uh-huh.
I'm not gonna say. Matter of fact, if you want to find out, like my page, Miss Chantree.
Fuck that. We want to hear that shit. You right here on the show.
We all some type of freaks. Even though they're not on my level, they some freaks too. Them niggas.
There's a lot
freaks
of freaks
too.
In the world though. And you,
nah, nigga, you ain't freaky,
think,
nigga. You nasty.
Untamable is king freak.
Yeah, crazy as fuck.
You are
what's
your
the measurements,
son? I'm waiting on the
measurements. I'm waiting on the measurements right now.
I'm sorry. It's kind of like a couple people talking at the same time.
44 double. We got another caller though.
We'll do that.
44 double D.
Calling from a private number. Private number
Hello?
On the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you guys hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can hear you.
No, I'm just saying, that to me is just weird, though. Like there's just certain things. My pussy bloody, okay? That's my ratchet friend. But seriously, like, that's just, I don't know. There's certain days I want to be left alone. I want to be clean and nice for a man. I don't know about all that. If he, that's just some personal thing. And that spitting thing, that's just so
spit
cool.
On me.
Ratchet as
hell. Spit on your ass.
I feel like if y'all doing,
okay.
You know, fellatio on the phone, it's one thing. But to spit on me, nah, that's not right. That's nasty.
Did you say spit?
To spit?
What the fuck is going on over there?
Where are you calling from, caller?
I'm calling from New York, Brooklyn, New York.
Uh-oh,
hi, what's your name, Miss Brooklyn, New York? Calling for private numbers and shit. What's your name, Miss Brooklyn?
Am I freaking Brad? You hear in the background?
I hear
the
background.
I mean, it's like an echo. It's like an echo in that motherfucker, like for real.
Oh, okay. Let me take. Hello.
Is y'all fucking?
Huh? No, I'm just saying that to me feels weird though.
That'd be nice.
Is y'all gonna fuck?
Huh?
Can we see?
Man.
I'm sorry.
You're probably going to fuck him in the ass.
Wait,
fuck
what?
Him in the ass.
Oh, no.
If you can take a finger up there, you'll take anything.
Oh.
You got to start with
I'm so fucking confused.
Hello?
I'm just trying to find out who this caller is from Brooklyn, New York. What is your name?
My name? Are you Anitra?
They smoking? Hi.
She's like, my name?
My name is
Shaniqua. Okay,
yeah, this is starting to sound like a crazy
name.
Chat line.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's the question?
What the fuck?
Well, are you going to shit on a nigga's chest?
Am I going to I would shit all up on his chest, not eat it, turn it, lick
right,
it.
Right, exactly,
off.
Exactly.
Damn,
that's his
I
problem,
like
not yours.
I like this bitch right here. Damn,
damn.
See, that's the bitch I like right there. Do that shit, baby. Do that shit. Shit on that nigga.
Man,
literally.
What the fuck?
You got to
shit on
him.
Shit on him and
you
shit
can do some
on him
Kelly. One at a time. What? You guys are slaying my soul tonight. Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
See, I'm not the only motherfucker in the shit.
I want to eat Chipotle and that shit. Oh,
you wouldn't even take it serious. I couldn't do it with you. Because you would make me stop in the middle.
I even have women eat watermelon. She watermelon.
Wait.
Watermelon and certain types of shit that you eat will have you shitting real good.
I'm going to eat some Mexican bean, and he going to taste that bean.
Yo, you nasty, yo. You nasty, too. All
right, little bean crumbs everywhere.
All y'all nasty.
Call me, baby.
No.
We can't call you. You private. You call for a private.
Yeah.
Well, Robert Colin, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. We got to go on to the next caller.
Wait. You want...
Yeah, please,
thanks, God.
Next call line, last 4 digits, 5632. 5632, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Keisha from New Orleans.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Oh, my God, y'all killing me. Oh, God. But anyway, I'm calling because as much as the stuff, weirds me out, I kind of done it. So it's like, I can say I don't like this shit because I've been there. And so it's like, when he's talking about this ass thing, right, I got this severe flashback of this guy that I met in a sex club here in New Orleans, right? He was awesome. He was amazing. So I decided to get with this nigga on, you know, outside of that. And I didn't know how much of an ass fetish this man really had. He came, like, with this bag of tricks. You know what I mean? He, like, came, he had, like, set up this table. And he had his shit there, you know. And so I was on some shit. So, I was going to give anything a little try.
Thank you.
This nigga here had the ball and chain, the ball thing to put in your mouth. And he had the handcuffs and he had the whip and shit, you know. So
that's not like
I'm catching some flashbacks on some shit that happened years ago, right? So
she
anyway,
had untamable with
her. He wanted his ass licked or whatever the case may be. All right, fine. I had no problem with that. No problem with that because
what?
I enjoyed making him feel like a little bitch. So
the fuck
is that was all right. But when he pulled out these toys and shit that he wanted me to use on him. Is when I've got these flashbacks that he don't know nothing about, right? So I tied things up. I put the ball in his mouth, right? So he wanted these love pats. Well, when I was little, I got ass whoopings. I didn't get love pats. So I whipped the fuck out of him. Now, I thought that it was pleasure on his face, and apparently it wasn't pleasure on his face. This shit was pure pain. I didn't know. So I'm, like, clicking out because some shit happened in the past, right? So I'm like, no grown-ass man should even want me to do this shit to him, right? So I'm kind of, like, violated on some shit. So I'm really beating the fuck out of him. I, like, turned the handle around and went at his ass. I thought he liked it. Come to find out, after I untied his ass, he didn't like it at all. He didn't like it at all.
But you loved it. Would have still been beating you.
Snap.
He said there is a couple of things that'll never be in the room with you again. Me and a fucking wick. I was like, okay, you know, I thought you liked it, but he didn't like it.
Why didn't he just stop you?
He couldn't.
Because he was tied.
I had him
up.
Handcuffed up, blindfolded, and he had the ball in his mouth.
Wow, there was some safe words. You couldn't tap out.
He couldn't say stop.
He was tied up like hog tied. The bitch wanted it.
Wow.
So I gave him one. He even let me fuck him like a woman. You know how you put his ankles behind his fucking head? And you know how they had that position where you put his dick is forward, but his legs is back? He wanted to be fucked like a woman, so I gave him what he wanted, right? I was just, I was high. What do you want?
Yeah, torture.
So
you was high.
I'm like, I fucked him like the bitch he was. I mean, he did, I'll just...
This is why we don't take these men home. We just play with them.
I can't fuck with y'all. All you motherfuckers are crazy.
I love it, though. I love her energy.
But I'm just saying, I can't do it again. It makes me feel bad thinking about this shit for real. Anybody ever ask me that shit again, I'll fucking beat the shit out of them. A grown-ass man should want that. I mean, that's why I'm saying. I'm calling.
You hear that, Untamable?
No, I don't hear that one.
You hear that? A grown-ass man shouldn't want that. This girl almost killed this man. She almost killed this man for him having a fucking fetish.
Certain shit don't comprehend with me. Certain shit don't comprehend.
The fuck out of dude.
I don't comprehend.
I changed his name. His name was
like my ass.
I called him Danny. He liked it.
No,
I
don't tell me his name.
I thought he liked it.
I like women fucking my ass, so.
I told him, and he gave me that strap on, I'm going to fuck the shit out of him. I'm not going gentle on him. Why do you even want this shit?
Yo, what the fuck?
He went Hulkamania on his ass.
Exactly.
Why do you want it?
He went slave ship, battlefield.
Yo.
I love it.
That nigga with the Toby.
We need to link up and have some drinks because I like your energy.
I done found Jesus now. I can't do that shit no more. This was a year ago. It still bothers me, y'all.
Yo, you didn't hear him trying to scream through the ball, like, give us free? Like, when he was whooping this nigga ass.
I don't understand that shit. He ate it.
Toby.
He couldn't smile or nothing. It was a big red ball, and his teeth was going to crack his teeth to talk. But I didn't know. I never did no shit like that.
Yes, nigga. I will crack my teeth to save my life. You was killing this nigga with a fucking whip with the other side of it.
I was having a moment from so far away.
Is that what you was going to tell the judge?
What were you high on? Like,
I mean,
PCP?
I was, you know, some alcohol and some real good weed. But I mean, what's going on? But you got to understand,
that was his fetish that he liked done to him. So that's what all
he
wanted from you.
He thought he liked it. He found out.
So he got a real dope.
You're going to learn today, nigga.
He found out he didn't like it no more.
Well, that ain't me then.
And I'm glad he was, you know, I don't know. I'm glad I got certain information and stuff from him, you know, beforehand, because I kind of do that. Let people know what hotel I'm at, who the person is, you know, license plate and shit.
Keisha, the fetish killer.
But he don't want it no more. I promise you, he don't.
I'm proud of you, yo, because you made a man out that nigga.
Anytime I see him at the sex club, he never fucked with me again. We went to the sex club, he don't fuck with me again. See, you have to understand who you pick to do your fetishes with, because, see, I had issues from the past. And a grown man should want that shit, so I beat the fuck out of him. I click clean
Yo,
out on him.
You're scaring the shit out of me. You're scaring the fuck out of me. You keep saying I had issues from the past. When you get real mad,
I'm
you get
so
all gay.
I got
shit.
Mad, y'all. I was so mad that a grown man would want that shit. I was so mad that he would want that I gave him what he wanted.
It was a fight, like revenge type.
What's
fuck.
Her name? Keisha? Keisha? That's her name, Keisha? Keisha,
yeah.
Do that thing for me one time. Say, hit me with that JD kiss, because that's what I
did. You did some resentful shit. You did some
It was. It came, I don't even know where it came from. I mean, I know where it came from, but I'm just saying, I didn't expect it. But what he requested me to do must have been beyond what my morals is really can handle.
You know, what your weed can really handle.
Well, something. And you got to add purpose to that, too.
You were smoking that good shit.
Thank God that he didn't, you know, well, he was probably scared of you. That's why he never flexed on you after. But.
Well, see, that's what I said. I said, I'm glad he didn't click out, but you know what, though? That's the thing, though. I make sure I get some kind of information off the person. You know I'm sending you information to somebody. They're not going to think I know I'm here by myself.
They should have got some information on you.
Exactly. Like, where the fuck he stay at her? Press charges.
Off of her.
With the type of job he has, I don't even think he would want that out. I don't think.
Yo, you was like 10 more minutes.
I would want to know who the fuck you are. You know what I'm saying?
Ten more minutes of beating that nigga, and you would have been on Law & Order SVU. Like,
man.
10 more minutes.
I'm telling you. He told me he had some bruises. He did. He told me. I said, I'm so sorry. What you want me to say? I never did it before. You asked somebody inexperienced to do this.
Yo, did you like,
he didn't say kill him.
On the something, because I know you feel that nigga skin like a motherfucker. Did you get
some
masturbation?
He was round. And he still had bruises. He was brown. So just don't, you can't ask everybody to do that. That's all I'm saying. You can't. Because that
would
not work out.
I wouldn't ask you to regular fuck because you got some issues. Like, don't
even
be regular.
Why even do it if you're not going to do it? Right.
Don't even try to give me regular pussy. Like,
right, exactly.
You don't even want
right,
no pussy.
Guys, like, this
I don't even want no pussy
yeah.
from her.
Exactly.
I don't want to.
You need a female or something, maybe.
Strong arm, you nigga.
I don't want to buy her. I don't want
to
buy her a drink.
I swear to you, I'm so submissive. It's just that I think it's
really
bullshit.
To do what
bullshit.
What he asked me to do was beyond the scope.
That's not submissive.
What if you have you ever had the, like, okay, you said you had a flashback, right? Have you ever had, like, a flashback during regular sex and fucking nigga up?
No,
and don't say no, because
no.
You lying like
no.
a motherfucker. You.
A thin line between love and hate type of moment.
That was my only time I had a moment. And I think it was just because
she be riding a nigga. You be riding a nigga like, ooh, and then you be like, eat the cake, anime, just start going on a nigga.
Exactly.
Like,
wow.
All
right,
no,
Keisha,
not at all.
Thank you so much for calling in. We got to go to the next callers, and we got our guests.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in and shedding
thank
light
you.
On your crazy
Get
ass.
Hey,
I know,
good luck
right?
with that shit.
I'm all better. I'm all better. I promise.
Okay.
We're gonna play for you.
Don't fuck
you,
ain't.
Jesus, she's better.
No,
I'm
she needs to let
I
that
promise.
Shit go for real. That ain't all better,
that
my ass.
Out of the field, Ayanna. Okay.
That nigga is crazy. Now, Chantrice, has a client of yours ever asked you to, like, sit on their face and suffocate them?
No. That's close to, like, attempted murder. I'm not going that route.
Oh, because I've seen shit like that on the internet. You know, like, they'll have to, they'll walk in just straight, sit on their chest and shit, and they be mad for me.
It's so many different types of fetishes. Not even just BBW, but just period. Like, you'll be surprised at what people enjoy. I mean, me personally, I like pain. I like to see people in pain, pleasure pain, not what she was talking about. But
this motherfucker crazy, too.
What I prefer, but
she was doing slavery role playing.
Yeah, exactly. Not Kunta Kinte, Toby type slavery, but yeah, look, says your pain is full.
Fuck all
like
that shit.
You say, I want the roots package.
Right.
So I think like right now we are actually we're coming down to time, but Chantrice, I definitely love to extend the invitation for you to come back a little earlier next week.
Please do. I would love to come back. Trust me. This is my time.
So, yeah, next week, same time, we'll kind of pick up off of where we left, but we will also be discussing how would I word this? Basically, we'll be talking about accidents that happen during sex that may or may not have landed you in the car. So that will be next week. As we close out the show, I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. You guys were awesome. You guys rocked. Like I said, this is like the nastiest episode of the S&M show yet. But we thank you. We appreciate all of you. And once again, next week will be the last radio broadcast version of the S&M show. We're going to break, and then we're going to be back live in New York City at Maury Bar on 34th and Park, May 18th. After the 8th, we'll have a live S&M show. And then the season 2 finale will be May 28th, which is a Wednesday, at Maury Bar as well. That's going to be also the last day of our Fleet Week Music Festival that we are putting together, pregame radio, Sheen LaFleur, myself, Dave's GSC, Hot 99.1 will be broadcasting live.
from one of our events at Hudson River to Albany. So definitely check me out on Facebook or check out Black and get some more information. O'Neill, you know, he's been a good sport all night tonight. He's going to be here with us and probably doing some stand-up comedy at a few of the shows as well. So make sure you look out for more information and when tickets go on sale. And that's it. Yeah, follow me on Twitter at Lady Steele, on Instagram at Official Lady Steele, and Facebook, Alexandra Steele.
Hey, you guys have a good night. You know, follow me on Twitter, Brooklyn Black, Instagram, Brooklyn _ Black, Free Game Radio, Friday night, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. to 12, doing a damn thing. And it's always good when I come to SNL show because it's always the craziest shows when I come. So, Lady Steele, thank you once again for having me, you know, hop in and do the damn thing. And we'll see you guys next week here. And then after that week, we'll be at Murray Bar, 34th Street. Please just keep following us on Twitter and all that just for the updates. But you guys have a good night. We're out of here.